Doctor Who Short Trips, The Other Woman by Philip Lawrence, read by Katie Manning. Jo Grant buttoned up her jacket and distractedly tousled her hair in the mirror. Her date last night hadn't gone as expected. On paper, there was no reason why she and radar operator Alex Burnside shouldn't have hit it off. He was nice enough. The restaurant was fabulous, really trendy, and the meal had probably cost him a week's wages. He was interesting and certainly intelligent. His assertion that he'd found a message being beamed through space was fascinating, but he'd bristled at her every mention of the Doctor. The Doctor. She had no idea when she first walked into the laboratory at Unit HQ, aged 19, just how exciting her life would become. Up till then, aliens were silly, rubber-headed creatures in films that you pathetically pretended to be scared of, just so that you could nuzzle into the shoulder of whoever had taken you to see it. But now, here she was, working with the real thing every day. The Doctor didn't have five eyes and six tentacles, although he'd shown her a few that did. He was a bit eccentric, perhaps, a natty dresser, certainly, and he didn't suffer fools lightly. Jo smiled to herself. "What's he doing with me, then?" she thought, none too seriously. Perhaps it was best for Alex to keep his theory to himself. She could imagine the Doctor dismissing it out of hand or taking over the investigation himself. That was probably why Alex had changed the subject. When she reached Unit's HQ in central London, the place was abuzz with activity, even at 8 a.m. The Doctor, as ever, was doing about five different things at once, poring over the newspaper, rattling off instructions to soldiers, guzzling a mug of tea, and tinkering with the same intricate piece of machinery she'd left him with last night. Didn't he ever sleep? In the corner of the lab stood the Doctor's police box, the TARDIS. Jo felt a tingle up her spine at the thought of what lay inside. She hadn't been in there many times, but already she knew that it was the doorway to adventure and to countless unknown worlds and times. If only the Doctor could get it to work again. Some days his frustration at his exile was palpable, and all her time would be spent walking on eggshells. Yet on other days, when he took her into his confidence and opened his world to her, it was as if the air was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?